Where are we? After a long vacation, you should remember. We're doing something, we're talking about something, right?
Coming out.
What was that?
Coming out.
Coming out?
Coming out.
In general, yes. In general, we went back, we started from the beginning, we started the first half. First half was 8 stories, talking about 8 different ways to look at ourselves. In a way, in 7 stories, he explained the diagnosis, what the problem is. The problem starts with surrendering everything to your logic, then more cultivated one are entangled with comparing the stuffs. And judging by superficial information. Third story was about believing only on personal effort. Second one, the next story was about how we change our logic to our convenience, in a way. Whenever we like it, we see our power, and whenever we don't, we blame the universe or whatever for it. These are 4 stories, means half of the story. So these are the main problems. Everybody has this. Then, these are the problems that everyone has, and so what? We haven't talked about the path, the way we are talking about. We're talking about everyone. Everybody logically has these defections. Then about this path, another 3 stories. First, you have to change your attitude if you want to walk this path. Because with the logic, you are in a way very aggressive and demanding. Here, it doesn't come with demand. It's a different story. With the logic, for you, it's enough to understand the benefit of the fact, and that's it. Here, we don't look at that benefit, because that benefit is momentary. It's just for now. In the long run, we always see that it's just the opposite. Like having a spoiled environment in childhood. Normally you lose a lot of chances. Having a very hard time in youth, then you will mature, you will be strong. Look at it. The outcome could be the opposite. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you don't know what love is. And that's why itself is not a problem. The problem is, nobody really knows what love is, and nobody really could explain it. This is something which comes out of a very strange logic. The strange logic is being successful by giving up something, by letting something out, by letting some part of you fly out of you to join others. This is what love is. The only one who knows what love is a lover. Whoever falls in love knows what love is. The rest, nobody knows, because it's not talkable. It's not provable. It's not understandable. Why? Remember, right from the beginning, we said, we're talking about the exception, not the rule. This is what it is. The path. Then, I said, And the last problem you create for yourself is you tune yourself to the acceptance of surrounding the mind. Normally you do that. You act in a way to be liked, to be appreciated. And that's a problem. Because there is some other way to act, completely different. When you act upon the truth, upon hap, upon just and justice, upon honest, that's something else. Then the eighth story, the conclusion. If you want to understand what's going on inside of you, look at it. It's a permanent conflict between one part of you and the other part of you. The logical part of you is looking around, noticing the shortcomings, and wishing for more. This is a part of you. This is a part of everyone. This is what the logic is. Logic was created for this. Logic was created to keep the living creature alive, no matter how, no matter what the price. That's the only thing that the logic is made for. So, it's always looking at shortcomings, what more we could have, what do we need, and you go back to all the stories we told you. That comparison stuff is here. Your logic will always believe that the other people are happier than you. Because they look more successful people. You pretend to be at their level, but deep down you know you're not. Not knowing that they are not at that level, neither. Everybody pretends. Because you have to keep your face. Then what? We're all fooling each other, then what? So, this is an endless conflict. There is only one way to resolve that conflict. One of these partners should understand that we are not equal. That equality, which is good in the game of democracy, we believe in the universe doesn't exist. You cannot even find two subatomic particles which are identical. They are not. Difference. Right? Equality is an illusion. We are not equal. Means one is dismissible. The woman upset in my mind should understand that she is divorceable. Then we'll realize that. She's realized that. She's realized that. She's realized that.